Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rod Mirror Family First.
Yes, hi. Is
Hello?
this Rodney?
Yeah,
Hi, how
this
are
is
you,
him.
Rodney? My name is
Yeah, I'm very.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Amina James, and I'm actually calling on behalf of my son, Amin James. He was a worker for my mother, Roslyn James. This is her
All
daughter. How you
right.
doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm very good, ma'am.
I'm
How about
fine.
yourself?
So I wanted to talk to you briefly. Do you have a moment to talk for a minute? Okay.
Sure.
I
I'm
wanted to
here with
talk to you
you.
about my mother and her case. Okay. What I'm getting ready to explain to you is a very serious situation. My mom, which Roslyn James is my mom, okay, I'm her daughter. She has serious addiction issues, okay? Chauncey Howard, okay, which is I think a client with you guys as well, also is gets home care services as well. He's also her husband, okay? His name is Chauncey Howard. They are married. They live in the same apartment. They both get home care. They use it for the wrong advantage. They're using it to get high. They're addicts, both of them, okay? The reason why my mom took Amin off the case, Amin James, which is my son, is the same reason why she took me off, because I used to be, if you look at her file, I was her first worker, okay? It was set up for me to help care for her, and so that she can better herself. She took me off because she wanted me to keep giving her money, because she it wasn't a deal for her to get care. It was a deal for her to have money so that she can get high. That's number one. So once I figured it out, because at the beginning, I didn't realize it until she just kept asking me for money all the time. But of course, that's my mother. So if she asks for something, I'm going to give it to her, okay? Same situation now that now this was with me, this was 2022. She had just started with you guys, and I actually found a company for her because at the time, she needed the help. I was out of work as well, so I was able to do the care for her. So I actually heard Family First on the radio, and I actually got everything. I'm the one who initiated everything. I set it up for her, did the interviews, everything. So that's I'm the her first worker, okay? She then had another worker after me, and I don't really know what went wrong with that situation, because at that time me and her just kind of had a distance between us because I knew that what she was doing, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not dealing with that with you. Fast forward, Amin became her worker. He's been I don't know if it's been a full year with him just yet, but now the same thing has went on with him. So this is why I'm calling you, because they must be stopped. I don't even know who to go to, because I know that you guys are just the actual agency. And I was going to, after this, actually call her Keystone, because I know that that is the people who actually pay for it and need to intervene when it comes to her. I don't know what else to do, but this is why I'm telling you guys, because number one, they are not supposed to be in the same house. They are using the same company, and they both get home care. So this is the start to them stopping their madness. Chauncey has my mom was in the hospital for broken ribs. The cause of her broken ribs was because of him. He's now been disconnecting my mom from her family. That's why he took Amin off the job. He doesn't want her to talk to any of us. We have not talked to my mom for about 2 weeks now. Not and me and I, we, and when I say we, my mom has an older daughter, my sister, so it's me and my sister. She won't talk to us. Chauncey won't let her talk to us, and then he won't let her talk to my son either. And basically, he controls her, so he made her take my son off of the job because he feels like my son doesn't give my mom the money that she asked for. So I just wanted to give you that information, and then I guess I'll just have to start with her coordinator to follow up and let her know what's going on as well.
No, I understand. I'm filling out the report. So yeah, in this case, Amina James, you were with her around 2022, as I'm seeing
Yes,
here,
correct. And
right?
I'm her daughter.
I got you. And your relation with Amin
Yes,
is your
Amin is my
son.
son. Correct.
No, okay. All right. Do you have any knowledge about the new aid that she's onboarding
Say
or
that one more
something?
time, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you have any knowledge about the new aid that she
I
has in
don't.
mind? It would be
I
another
don't. I
family
know that she
member.
mean said that he spoke with you, and he didn't know. This is the other thing. He didn't even know that he wasn't working anymore. She just, I guess, just switched it. So I don't even know. Did she switch it to someone else, or did she just take him off?
Okay. All right. All right. And this has been going on regarding the type of, I mean, the type of fraud that she wants to do with the money
It's
splitting
because
into the
she has
church check
addiction issues.
since you worked with her on 2022.
It's a start around that time, but it's I don't know after that, because like I said, me and her didn't speak for a while, and I'm telling you this information because I, you know, my son, that's his grandma. Of course, he's not gonna, you know, get his grandma in any trouble, and then he doesn't want to get in any trouble. So like he did everything he was supposed to do for her, but now it's gotten to the point where it's getting so bad. And her asking for money that he even got fed up, and he said, "Mom, I just don't even want to deal with it anymore." So he's fine with not even being her worker anymore. But what I'm trying to do is to stop her because she needs to get help, and her husband is
No,
not
I
trying
get
to
it.
help. And I want my mom, because that's my mother. I want her to get the help that she needs. So this is why I'm not trying to like hurt him,
Okay.
hurt her. I want to help actually both of them because they both have addiction issues. So does he, and they're in denial. Neither one of them want to go and get help.
You have knowledge? I
He's
mean,
my
like, do
stepfather,
you
so
know what's the name
yes, I
of
can
her
give you his
husband?
name, and I can give you his date of birth. I can give you their address. I know everything about them.
No, it's okay. I mean, do you know if her husband is also with
His
us
yes, his
here
name
in
is
Family
Chauncey
Affairs?
Howard. I don't know the year of his birth. I do know that it's June 10th. I just don't know the year. Yeah, the
Chauncey
year is
Howard.
June.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, the birthday is June 10th, but I just don't know the year. Sorry. 9th or the 10th. I believe it's the 10th. Yeah,
No,
I
it's
think it's the
okay.
10th. If it's not the 10th, it's the 9th for sure. And I just don't know the year his birthday. I just know my mom will be 65 this year. Her birthday is December 11th, which is 12/11/60. I believe.
Do you have a relationship with the caregiver
I
of
don't.
Chauncey?
So I don't even know who his caregiver is. I don't. I have no idea.
Okay. It's just like
Yeah, I do
you
know this is
don't
somebody
go
from his
into
church or
proper.
something, but I don't know like them personally. I don't know her personally.
I got you. I got you. No problem. I'm gonna put the report regarding Rosalind, and we follow up
So
from
I just
there.
want to know
Okay. If anything
what
else,
will
you
happen moving
see.
forward, because I'm her daughter and I'm concerned. And like I said again, this is a call to get her help. And I do you know the coordinator number from Keystone that I could call?
In this case, I would recommend you to call directly
Okay, directly
Keystone.
Keystone. Okay.
If you know her information, such as date of birth and stuff, I know they will get you
Okay.
connected
Okay.
with someone just to for you to fill out the report and like assist with the
Okay. So now
help.
that I did give you the information, what happens now? Like, so that she can get the help and so those services are stopped. I just need her services stopped. I know I can't do much about him because he's just my stepdad. But for my mom, I'm trying to get her the help that she needs, and I need her to stop getting these services because these services are not helping her. They're hindering her, and they're making her addiction really bad. It's to the point where she actually just went back home. She wasn't even home for about 2 months. We didn't even know where she was. So it was like really bad. It was like a bad situation. Me and my sister had to go find her. I had to call cops and everything. Like, it's really bad. The last situation, I was trying to bring her down here, but she ended up going to the hospital, and because she had pneumonia and everything was so severe, I live in North Carolina. So I couldn't bring her here with me, which I was going to do because I wanted to try to take her out of her element because she's in denial and she doesn't want to go get help and she doesn't want to go to rehab. So I said, "Well, Mom, maybe if you come here, that will help you get out of your element and to help her," because I did it before with her some years ago before she's ever gotten home care, to just try to help her. So what happened from here? Because I'm just trying to get help because I need help at this point because as her daughter and me and my sister works a lot. She's a nurse. We try to find a time, but it's like we don't really know what else to do because we can't make her go to rehab. Of course, she has to choose to go. But I'm just trying to kind of cut off the supply of her hiring these home care people to get this extra money that's hindering her from getting the help she needs. She's 65. Like, she has a lot of health conditions, a lot.
When we are involving things like addictions, I mean, which substances
We're
are we
talking about
talking
crack
about?
cocaine. And she's been addicted for years. I'm 45 since I can remember.
Okay. All right. So my advice to you is to try to call Keystone, okay? With the information that you got with Rosalind, I mean, we will follow up over here, filling out, I mean, like the imminent reports that we need to fill out regarding these specific situations. But like, if you want to take the front, take the lead on the action, try to call Keystone directly with the information that you got regarding the patient, such as date of birth and stuff. You can identify yourself as a family member and fill out a report with a coordinator, or at least a service coordinator that is
okay.
in line at the
Thank
moment.
you so much. I appreciate that, Rodney. And will you also follow up with his situation? And like I said, I'm giving this information because I know they're not supposed to be in the same house, and I'm giving it so that way they can stop getting this home. Because like I said, he also needs help as well. He has addiction issues too, and they're both using this extra money for the wrong purposes and not getting the home care that they need, neither one of them.
No problem, no problem. We'll follow up over here. If I need something else,
yes,
this is your
this is
number, right?
You can call here anytime. Well, if I can't say anytime. I'll say before 7 because I work overnight. I actually have to be to work at 7, so I want to make these calls. So,
it's
yeah,
okay.
So if it's like
no,
in
I get
the
it. If anything,
yeah,
I'll
let
leave
me
you a
know if
voice
I don't
note.
answer,
That would
leave a
be nice.
message. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Rodney. And you have a great day.
No
Okay.
problem, Miss Amina.
You too.
You have a good one. Take care.